Hello, this is Pastor Pete Beck III with LifeNet in Burlington, North Carolina. Welcome to today's podcast of Keys to a Happier Life. Today's message is entitled Taking the Sting Out of Death and is from my book entitled Seeing God Smile When Life is Difficult, which is available on Amazon. The Apostle Paul was a man whose life was frequently in jeopardy due to his fearless proclamation of the gospel. He penned these wonderful words for us to ponder. I read from 1 Corinthians 15:55, the English Standard Version. O death, where is your victory? O death, where is your sting? Many of us suffer from a deeply seated fear of death that robs us of joy and holds us in bondage. The author of the letter to the Hebrews gives us the welcome news that Jesus solved this problem and liberated those of us who have been held captive by this fear. I read from Hebrews 2:14 and 15. Since therefore the children share in flesh and blood, he himself likewise partook of the same things, that through death he might destroy the one who has the power of death, that is the devil, and deliver all those who through fear of death were subject to lifelong slavery. Eventually, our natural physical life must come to an end. There is a sting to death. It is the end of our earthly dreams and ambitions. It is a temporary separation from those we love. It is a departure from what we know in order to face what is now largely unknown. It is a transition of having some power to direct our lives into a realm of seeming powerlessness. The Bible tells us that sin is the sting of death. When a brown recluse spider stings a person, the usual result is death to the tissue around the bite. The human race was stung by sin in the Garden of Eden and continues to be stung every day. Death always accompanies this bite. The power of that first sting ravaged all of creation. Death is unnatural in the sense that it was not part of God's original design. God, who is life itself, made us to live. Therefore, death is a contradiction of who God is. Even though all human beings must deal with the aftershocks of sin, which include God's judgment of sin via death, Christ has provided victory through his cross and resurrection. The law, on the other hand, gives sin and death a stranglehold on the human race by clearly pointing out and condemning us for our sinfulness. In order to set us free, God had to introduce what C.S. Lewis calls a, quote, deeper magic in his Tales of Narnia. The Bible calls it God's hidden wisdom. 1 Corinthians 2:6 through 8 reads, yet among the mature we do impart wisdom, although it is not a wisdom of this age or of the rulers of this age who are doomed to pass away. But we impart a secret and hidden wisdom of God, which God decreed before the ages for our glory. None of the rulers of this age understood this, for if they had, they would not have crucified the Lord of glory. Christ took our sin upon himself. He actually became sin and received the attached judgment of death so we could become the righteousness of God in him. 2 Corinthians 5:21 says, for our sake he made him to be sin who knew no sin, so that we in him might become the righteousness of God. As a result, we have been blessed in several ways, which include the gift of eternal life. Now, as Jesus proclaimed, even though we die physically, we shall live spiritually. In fact, in reality, we shall never die, because he is the resurrection and will someday raise our physical bodies back to life. John 11, 25 and 26 reads, Jesus said to her, I am the resurrection and the life. Whoever believes in me, though he die, yet shall he live. And everyone who lives and believes in me shall never die. Do you believe this? Jesus is now the Lord of life as well as Lord over death. He has the keys of hell and death. Our lives and physical death are now exclusively under his authority. What then is physical death for the believer? How we view death will greatly influence whether we fear it or not. Death no longer should be viewed as a final separation or end, but as a homecoming and a beginning. The Bible tells us that God regards the death of his saints as a precious thing. Psalm 116, 15. The Hebrew word here means precious, splendid, rare, or weighty. For God, death is the opportunity to welcome us into a new realm and dimension of life in which we can more fully enjoy him and he us. Look at what Paul wrote. So we are always of good courage. We know that while we are at home in the body, we are away from the Lord, for we walk by faith, not by sight. Yes, we're of good courage and would rather be away from the body and at home with the Lord. So whether we are at home or away, we make it our aim to please him. 2 Corinthians 5, 6 through 9. Paul actually looked forward to his own demise because he had already been given a glimpse of what awaited him in the heavenly realms. If we could see as clearly as Paul did, we would never fear death. May God open our eyes to the true nature of our physical death. It is the doorway to life eternal in the very presence of God. Jesus could not wait to get back to his Father. We really have little idea yet of how good our homecoming will be. 1 Corinthians 2:9 reads, But as it is written, what no eye has seen, nor ear heard, nor the heart of man imagined, what God has prepared for those who love him. If you are facing death, now is the time to meditate on the victory over death we have in Christ. Now is the time to participate in the peace that passes understanding. We must learn to hear the voice of the Good Shepherd calling out to us. I read from John 11, 25 and 26. Jesus said to her, I am the resurrection and the life. Whoever believes in me, though he die, yet shall he live. And everyone who lives and believes in me shall never die. Do you believe this? Do we believe this? The things we are facing or will face eventually are designed to provide a setting for the Spirit of God to reveal to us in a personal way that Jesus is our life, a life that never ends. And is absolutely fulfilling, eternal resurrection life. John 10, verses 7 through 10 reads, So Jesus again said to them, Truly, truly, I say to you, I am the door of the sheep. All who come before me are thieves and robbers, but the sheep did not listen to them. I am the door. If anyone enters by me, he will be saved. And will go in and out and find pasture. The thief comes only to steal, kill, and destroy. I came that they might have life and have it abundantly. A confrontation with death, then, is actually an invitation from God to know the Lord Jesus Christ as the resurrection and the life. The light shines most brightly in the worst darkness.